In recent days, Senator John McCain had passed away from a long-term battle with brain cancer. He has certainly been commemorated across the country for his record as a war hero, prisoner of war during the Vietnam War, and for being a straight shooter on issues like campaign finance reform. Not everyone, however, is willing to sweep under the rug his record as a strong proponent of war. We talk with Medea Benjamin of Code Pink. And we're joined now by Medea Benjamin, who is one of the co-directors of Code Pink. And actually, I believe, was one of our first guests when we started our radio show a year ago on the 9/11 anniversary. But there's been a lot of media attention paid to the recent death of Senator John McCain from Arizona. Many people are commemorating him as a war hero, had suffered torture for 5 years, and as a maverick, and as an independent voice in Congress around campaign, you know, finance reform issues. But not everybody quite shares the only positive aspects of Senator McCain. So we've asked Medea to perhaps address some of the concerns people have raised with respect to Senator McCain's particularly promotion of war.
I think it's important to look seriously at McCain as an example of how war is glorified. Let's take Vietnam. He volunteered to be a Navy pilot there and participated in a campaign that was bombing the infrastructure and that, by the CIA's estimate, was producing 1,000 casualties a week. And he did 23 of those bombing missions. And while he did help to normalize relations with Vietnam years later, he never apologized for the U.S. getting involved in a war it never should have been in it, and he never admitted that it was a mistake to do that. And then we can go throughout his career, and let's go to the time of the Iraq War, which was another massive, massive mistake on the U.S. part. And he was not just a bit player in that war. He was very involved. In fact, he was the one who helped to sponsor in the Senate the Iraq Liberation Act. He was also the co-chair of the Committee for the Liberation of Iraq. He was very involved in pushing for the removal of Saddam Hussein, and he thought that that was a major threat not only to the U.S. but to Israel, and he said that the U.S. should be prepared to make war for Israel. And then we can move into his opposition to the nuclear deal with Iran, calling John Kerry delusional for coming up with a diplomatic coup, I would say, of a nuclear deal that the rest of the world applauded, and John McCain not only was against it during Kerry's time, but also when Donald Trump took us out of the deal and is now taking us on a path of potential war in Iran, John McCain was in favor of that as well. So these are just some examples. There are more in which he failed to use his horrendous experience in Vietnam to say, I'm going to dedicate my life to finding ways of using diplomacy, nonviolent conflict resolution to make sure we don't get in any other wars we should not be in.
Now, of course, the war in Iraq or the invasion of Iraq was, you know, very much a bipartisan effort. But you're saying that Senator McCain went beyond just the normal let's go America, mission accomplished rhetoric we were hearing from so many politicians?
Yes, I would say that in the 1990s, when he did, in a couple of cases, like in the U.S. forces in Lebanon and Somalia, he was against the continuation of U.S. forces there. By the late 90s, he had thrown in his lot with the neocons like Bill Kristol and Robert Kagan, and also joined in with the Project for a New American Century. and became one of the key people to say that Iraq was involved in 9/11, which of course it wasn't, because he said that Al-Qaeda was using Iraq, just like he said that Al-Qaeda was in other countries like Syria and Libya. He said maybe even North Korea. And he then was on board for using these as justifications for involvement in military interventions in those countries. And I should say also, in before throwing his lot in with with the neocons, he was also in favor of Ronald Reagan's wars in Central America, such as the support of the Contras in Nicaragua, the overthrow of Noriega in Panama, etc.
I mean, one of the things that struck me about, especially the glowing media tributes to Senator McCain, it reminds me of our former head of the New York State Senate, Joe Bruno, who was convicted twice of, or tried twice for corruption, managed to get away. But what the press loved about him, he was the one politician who would stand up and says, "Of course I'm corrupt. That's the whole idea about being a politician. I'm here to do favors for my friends and my relatives and those who support me. So that's exactly what I'm going to do." And for them, that was a breath of fresh air, and they just loved him because they thought, to that extent, he was honest, even though he was basically saying, "I was corrupt." I sort of get some of that same sense with John McCain, in that he didn't filter some of his, you know, remarks, and so the press treats him as more honest or more open or more frank than your typical politician.
He spent a lot of time with the press. He gave them a lot of time, and they appreciated that and turned that into part of the reason to lionize him so much. But I think it goes deeper than that. I really think it is a malady that our country suffers from in terms of lionizing people who are part of the military. Instead of looking at why are we involved in these states of perpetual war, why does John McCain side up to the Saudis when he's supposed to be a champion of human rights? Why did his foundation take $1 million from Saudi Arabia? Well, I would answer because the Saudis are the number one weapons purchaser from the United States. He took money from the weapons manufacturers, and he helped to do their bidding in the world. And so I think it's a bigger question of the corruption of the military-industrial complex and the way the military-industrial complex uses our tax dollars from the massive Pentagon budget to then do the kind of propaganda that subtly creeps into our consciousness, whether it's in the sports arenas or whether it's in the schools or the ceremonies for new citizens that have a military component of them. Wherever it is in our national celebrations, and let's face it, most of our national holidays have to do with war, the military has found ways to convince the American people that it should be the most trusted institution in this country, even though it wastes enormous amounts of money. It can't pass an audit. It's the only agency in the country that can't. It hasn't won a war since the days of Vietnam, and it doesn't even do well by the veterans when they come home. And yet we have this massive glorification of the military and then the lionization of people like John McCain, who fit into that mindset of the military good, and the U.S. Does good in the world, and when we're involved in wars, it's to bring democracy to other countries, and that's just not reality.
So we only have about 3 minutes left for talking with Medea Benjamin, co-director of Code Pink. Last time we had you on, we talked a little bit about the situation in Yemen, which seems to be getting worse, particularly Saudi Arabia and I guess the United States have been supporting a lot, what some people would say border on genocide. But what's the present situation in Yemen, particularly the more recent publicity about several bombings killing quite dozens of children? Is Congress beginning to take notice of this war?
Well, Congress was on vacation, at least the House was. But it's finally, we've gotten some publicity in the mainstream media about the horrific bombing of the school bus, although there was another bombing of children just a couple of days after that. They've got almost no press. But I think it's starting to get into the consciousness a bit more and making people, even in the Pentagon, start questioning whether they should continue supporting Saudi Arabia. So I think the tide is turning, and that if we can put the pressure on Congress when they come back into session, that maybe we could get them to finally vote to withhold weapons to Saudi Arabia and push the Pentagon to stop supporting this horrific war.
So if people want to find out more about what Code Pink is up to, or, you know, your particular write-ins, or I know you're on Democracy Now!, I believe, earlier this week about McCain, how can they best follow both Code Pink and what you're up to?
It's very important that people who care about these issues sign up on our website, codepink.org, for the weekly alerts that we put out, because we work very hard to find ways that people can actually have an influence on these issues. So, yes, go to codepink.org, and you can sign up for our campaigns, including our Divest from the War Machine campaign, to find out how you can get your city, your university, and your elected official to stop investing in war.
Well, thank you very much, Medea Benjamin, and this has been Mark Dunley with WOOC.
That was Medea Benjamin discussing the war record of Senator John McCain, as well as the ongoing war in Yemen.